This episode of Trenton Waves is brought to you by...
That is the sound of snoring. And that is the sound of sleep apnea. Every night, millions of people stop breathing for more than 10 seconds for 10, 20, 30, even 80 times per hour while they sleep. And that's dangerous. If you're a sleep apnea sufferer and you don't use or even like your CPAP machine, then you're possibly putting your life at risk. My name's Dr. Kevin Mossman, and not only am I a board-certified sleep dentist, but I'm also a sleep apnea sufferer myself. At our office, I can help you with a custom-made mouth device that takes the place of your dreaded CPAP machine. I love mine because it's comfortable and super easy to use. It costs you nothing to learn more about this life-saving mouth device. So call me today for a free consultation at 732-655-6585. Again, 732-655-6585. Or visit us online at sleepdentistnj.com. Again, that's sleepdentistnj.com.
Taste Trenton 2019. Here's how it works. You purchase your wristband at tastetrenton.com. You invite your friends to get their own wristband and join you. Pick up your wristband and your passport guide on the day of the event at Artworks. You choose the restaurant you want to visit, show your wristband, and enjoy the specialties at reduced prices. Continue on your excursion all weekend long, all 3 days. Update your photos and paste your comments on the Taste Trenton Facebook page, and then you return home satisfied that you know new places that you can go for lunch and dinner all year. Taste Trenton, Friday, June 7th through Sunday, June 9th, this year, 2019. See you there.
Are you ready?
It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey.
Yeah.
With your host, Frank Ferocious Sasso.
Trenton still makes and the world still takes.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, butts, education, talent, events, of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Frank.
That's right. It's another episode of Trenton Waves with Frank Sasso. Your host this week... driving solo. That's right. Christina's not here with me. And that's okay. Because, you know, sometimes I'm not there with her when she's doing a show. So what are you going to do? Sometimes we're together. Anyway, I'm here today with fellow broadcaster Will Foskey. I've been trying to get this guy on the show now for a long time. We met one night over at Starbucks with James Peoples, who he'll be on the show soon, too. If you don't know who James Peoples is, buckle up because you're in for a treat with that guy. Will is sitting here with me right now. Will is outspoken. He's talented. He's like exactly what Trenton needs. Podcast here, I give you Will Foskey right here. How's it going, buddy?
I am doing very good, and it is about time, Frank.
Hey, man, you know, I've been busy. I've been busy having Avengers ruined for me.
Oh, I'm so sorry, man. I watched it 3 times
yeah,
already.
Yeah, I know. And spoiler alert, but we might be talking about Avengers, because you know what? I don't even care. I didn't see it yet. I already know everything that happens.
Still
I'm
gotta
so
watch
pissed.
It. Still got to watch it.
Oh, man.
Still got to watch it. It's okay. There's still moments that were built for the fan that invested all of their time.
Really?
Even with understanding that you might know what's coming, you're not going to know how it's coming. You know, so it's 3 hours. Remember that. It's a 3-hour film. So it's not like an hour and a half film where somebody spoils it and it's not enough backstory and not enough build to where you can still be entertained by the build, even if you have an understanding of what the final is. And I think to really get to the point of this, that may be the reason why you need to watch it anyway. I'm not going to say anymore.
Wait, you're saying the reason I should watch it is because I know everything that's going to happen?
The reason you should watch it is because you know everything that's going to happen. Exactly. And anybody who listens to this that watch Avengers Endgame, and they come to you and you're like, so I should watch it even if I know what happens, they're probably going to laugh at you because there's an understanding with that as well. You know, so you will be a part of the story. It depends on what side
of the story
you're
going to
be on. So
my 10-year investment is not for naught.
It's not for naught. There's a lot of information, a lot of moments. I'm telling you, there's moments that were good. That my eyes got glassy on.
Really?
It wasn't even a bad moment.
You got like a heart of stone, man.
Listen, I'm a storyteller myself. You know, so I always used to write, and you know, I got a poetry book that I put out in 2011. And,
really?
You know, I have, you know, I've written like little short films and everything that's on my YouTube page.
Okay.
So to be a part of that MCU, that universe, where the storytelling in the bow tying.
Mm.
You know, so you even though you made the investment and someone decided that they wanted to hit you with two or three things,
yeah,
you can still go and watch that film because it's a gift to you in your investment. So even if you decide I'm going to do a Sunday matinee, I'm not going to spend all my money on my IMAX 3D, which you should.
Really?
You should. IMAX 3D, reserve a center seat halfway up the theater.
Right. That's exactly what we do.
I go to the Chamonix because they got the bar in there. I keep telling people. Get your AMC stuff.
Just what we need, a bunch of drunks while you're trying to watch a movie.
But listen, sometimes you just need your whistle wet. You know, for when it's time to cheer, man. And there is some cheering moments that you need.
Were you cheering?
Yeah.
Are you one of those guys? You like yell at the screen?
I don't yell at the screen, but I appreciate moments.
Okay.
Like if you're leading a story the right way, you know, like with Infinity War.
Yeah.
You know, where it was just like this was the ultimate villain's film. It was either Thor's film or it was Thanos' film. And to me, when I first watched it, it was Thanos' film.
Hmm.
When I watched it the second time, it was Thor's film.
Because you get that.
Because you get a better understanding of knowing what Thor's story was to getting to Thanos. Thanos' story with just leading with him and leading with the death and the decay.
Right.
And I'm going to show you my power and Hulk getting punked.
Yeah,
and
right.
You're just in it because you're just like, yo, like he just hit him with a five piece. Hulk is out.
Right, that's right.
He only had one stone.
That's right. Well, Thanos is pretty powerful without the power, glove.
He's powerful with stuff, exactly. But he only had one stone.
And right, he did.
And he slumped him.
Well, he had the power stone, right?
Yeah.
He was using the power stone, too. You could say there could be argument about that.
He still slumped him.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
it's the Hulk.
The brass knuckle glove, you know, the gauntlet. You know, just hitting a gang, gang, gang. It's taking him apart. But that
knocked him. Yeah, you're right. Hulk gets more and more powerful as he gets angrier.
Right. So you're thinking as you're getting punched and you're getting levied that he's not thinking, oh, Hulk smash. Oh, there's no smash, buddy. Yeah. Bang.
That's right.
And lumped until he got sent away.
Yeah, knocked out.
Right.
No TKO either.
Just plain clean. With Infinity War, when I watched it with the first group of people that I went to watch it with, because I watched that maybe two times the first weekend, and just moments where you can tell people are connected to the film. Like, I just heard that...
You're talking about Infinity War.
Like Infinity War. Okay. I just heard that Avatar will be releasing four sequels over the next 8 years.
You're kidding me.
And I don't feel nothing for any Avatar
character. Yeah, neither do I. Isn't that weird?
You know, and that's the connection. That's what Marvel was able to do.
Right.
When Peter dusted out,
mm-hmm.
and my friend was sitting next to me, and she just started bawling.
Yeah.
She would say, I didn't see nothing for the rest of the film. She was broken.
Wow.
You know, and that's when you're telling great stories. That's when you're investing a character. You're giving the viewer something that they can understand.
And, you know, he wasn't saying much. And another thing, there was no score.
Right.
There was no music. It was no nothing. It was just a lot of, like, wind whistling kind of stuff and just watching people get dusted.
Right. One of my favorite lines in that film was when Star-Lord showed up and said, did we just lose? I was like, yo.
Oh.
Moments like that, it's like, wait a second, did we just go through a whole film and a hero is like, is it over? You know, and then it ends up being,
he's waiting to win. He suspects he's going to win.
Right. It's what heroes do.
That's right. You win.
So that's why I'm telling you, Frank, it's okay. Get that IMAX 3D ticket. Go watch Avengers Endgame because you earned it. You earned it. You earned every bow that they tie. Every T that they cross, you've done the work. So no matter what people give you, when you watch it, you're going to be like, okay, yeah, I might feel like I know what's happening, but I don't know what leads.
Well, okay, yeah.
To what happens.
So they tie it up nice.
So even in that, you're still getting a great story.
Yeah.
And even in those moments that you feel like you know something already, you still got to see it. It's all right. It's all right. Now, we can get to other stuff, but I'm just trying to say, we lead with Avengers. We go to lead with Avengers. Why wouldn't we?
I mean, I even wore my Iron Man shirt to commemorate this recording.
Right. And listen, you know, I say all the time, In an area like Trenton, our issue here is that the villains get together, but the heroes don't. And the heroes need to start finding ways to get out of their own way.
That's right. It's time we assemble.
Aside and assemble. Mm-hmm. And say, hey, you're good at public speaking. Hey, yeah. You're good at broadcasting.
Right.
Hey, you're good at fundraising.
Exactly.
Hey, you're good at cleanups. Hey, and just do your part.
Do your thing.
And that's how we twist the Avengers around.
That's it, man. Trentonians, like, assemble.
Assemble. Come together. And just wipe everything that you have, you know, because a lot of us live with a lot of animosity, you know, whether we were born here or whether we're implants.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got to hear all the time, oh, you weren't born here. You moved here. But then on the other breath, I have to hear, oh, you're born and raised here. You can't be that good. And that would be the conversations that I would have with people that I grew up with. And to really be like as blunt as I can be, I'd be like, if white people are moving here, why are we leaving? They see something.
Hey, there's Starbucks to plant their flag downtown. Right. They know something's going on.
Something's going on. And you would look at the demographics of how it would work. I'd be like, okay, if a white family is moving into Mill Hill, mm-hmm. they don't have no kids. They got a pet, you know.
Right.
So you will also have, you know, the LGBTQ community that move in and they have larger wingspans of expansion within the community. But they're a strong part of the community. They're coming here because they can put their two big salaries together and get their investment on.
Right, right.
So if people from Trenton recognize why people moved to Trenton and started flipping into saying, well, okay, there are investment properties here. There are opportunities here.
Yeah.
You know, we have a great arts community, but we have an even better entertainment community.
Mm.
And we also have history that somehow we don't know how to promote yet.
Well, I just became a board member of the Trent House.
Okay.
So you bring up history, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
I'm like ready to go with that. Because I mean, I have some ideas that can really put the history of Trenton, especially the Trent House, on the map. So it's just funny that you bring that up. Well, I think we should totally capitalize on our history.
Of course we should.
It's like where it all happened, man.
Of course we should. America as it is now is Trent.
Hmm.
Trenton is America.
Explain that.
The fights, the separation, the battles, the resilience, the ability to dream, all of that began here.
Hmm.
So when you're telling stories of way back when, the stories of lore and victory and, you know, we didn't eat, but we kept fighting. That story started here.
Right.
And then it expands into the colonies.
Right.
And they build on this. But then what happened was, you start to make it your own story and you forget where the source was, you know? So, you know,
history is so important.
Trenton, you know, Trenton is the source code.
Sure.
Of this country.
There you go. I love that. That's,
you know,
wonderful.
Everything happened here. You know, people make statements. Hey, the fight was here and Philadelphia just wrote the trademark. You know, that's all he did. It just got the patent, you know,
got the patent.
That's all that it is. It all happened here, you know. So then because they were able to encapsulize that greatness that happened here, they were able to build themselves up and there was more opportunities to grow. Now it's Independence Day, but Independence Day, it's beautiful when it happens in Philly.
Right.
You know, and you got to go to Philly. I'm like, what would I like to see? I would just like to be able to shut down the Route 1 paved bridge. You shut it down at night. You can drive across the Trenton Make Road take if you want to.
Right.
We don't care about your inconvenience. If we're able to stand on that bridge and watch fireworks go over the Trenton Make Road take bridge.
Yeah.
You know, and get people out there, tents. You know, people
live
sitting
music,
down.
Live
all music. All of those things that we can say we're a part of this too.
That's
like
awesome,
let's really think about who we are and let the kids know who they are, what they were born into. Like
right,
you're resilient,
right.
You're a fighter. You know, for me, wherever I went, when I got into the music industry and I'm in New York and I'm meeting artists and I'm saying where I'm from, I'm like, I'm from Trenton, and they were just giving me their phone number. You know, because they knew when I met Russell Simmons, and I tell this story all the time, it was around the time that Mac was in office. And,
okay.
You know, I'm talking to Russell and I'm like, he's like, so where are you from? I'm like, I'm from Trenton. He was like, yo, so how's Tony? How's and running names
really?
Down the line?
Really?
How's this person? And it's just like, you're the mogul in hip hop and you want to know everything that's still going on in Trenton.
And you're naming names.
Right. And did Tony win? Yeah, he won.
Wow.
There was a big story maybe 10 years ago where there was a supposed rape that happened in that building over on West State Street.
All right.
One of his right-hand men contacted me because he knew I lived down here.
Right.
Because, you know, Russell was going to come down and do a, you know, a march and everything like that.
Right.
And I suggested, I was like, I don't know how truthful this is.
Mm-hmm.
We're still trying to figure it out. I would suggest that Russell holds because I don't want him to come down here and it's not what he thinks it is.
Right.
And then he wastes his time and it becomes a bad taste in his mouth for being like, you know, I want to go down and help people, some of my family that's still down there, but then it's not the story that you thought it was.
Right, exactly.
And then now you're on the front page of the paper and getting cracked on by the Trentonian you're just trying to help.
Yeah, that's right. It's all he needs is that kind of action.
Right now.
Yeah. Oh my goodness gracious. Well, I tell you, man, that's the thing. Like, I love these ideas you have. Like, why don't we just make that happen with the flyover? What do we have to do?
What do we
have to do? To make that happen. Right. It doesn't sound like it's that involved.
We finally got a bridge that lights up.
Yeah, it looks
great. In every
great.
Single color.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's better if, like, you're coming back at midnight. I come over that Route 1 just so I can look at the bridge while I'm coming over the bridge and see what color it is and how it's changing.
Sure, my wife and I, the same thing.
It's the pride part.
It totally turns my heart on. It really does.
Right. And it's like, how do we all lean on a pride that we're supposed to have for our area? That people who respect us, are like, we go anywhere and we're great.
Mm-hmm.
You're a Trentonian. You can go to any town in this country, any city in this country. And if you grind, you will make it.
Absolutely.
I see it all the time.
Totally agree.
You know, so.
Totally agree.
So how do we make that also happen here, but also give that understanding to folks that are going to make that move to San Diego, that are going to make that move to Houston, that are going to move to North Dakota, wherever they're going to go.
Right.
That the way Trenton raised them, they're going to be stronger than anybody in the area that they're at.
Right.
And we're going to peep the BS because that's what we're served here. If anybody knows BS, Trentonians know BS. So it's like, yo, you got to watch yourself with me. Like, I've heard that one before.
Right.
You know, like, that one's just not going to, I'm from Trenton, buddy. Like,
you got to see, I wish I had this on video because you got to see Will's face when he's talking like this.
Yo.
You become like an animated cartoon. You really do. I love it.
It's
I
crazy.
Really do.
It's real crazy. But
that's awesome.
But I'm just one of the examples of being somebody from Trenton that can go into different spaces and get respected in those spaces because I know how to speak. I know how to talk. I know how not to talk.
But you also have the skill set.
Right.
And I want to kind of gear into that for a minute.
Right.
Your skill set, and you're a videographer.
Yes.
You do broadcasting. Tell Podcastia a little bit about like what you do, what you're available for, that kind of thing.
The company that I started over 2 years ago is called 78 Ways Studios. Our message is your life, our duty. Whatever you have going on, we want to be there to make your experience a lot easier and a lot better. Whether it's a wedding, you know, how do you calm people down? How do you get people in the right spaces? So it's more than just the production and bringing out equipment. I'm a producer wherever I go. I'm having conversations with the clients, ideas, brainstorming, but mainly, you know, doing the broadcast work. I have 3 shows that I'm producing right now. I'm actually producing Trent 365 live.
It's Jacques Howard's show.
For Jacques Howard.
Yeah.
We're doing one show a month live.
On normally like remote live? Or
remote live. From either his Trenton 365 YouTube page, but we're about to start going live from his Facebook page because he has a lot of action there. And I was like, we should be going live to the page where people are already on Facebook and they can see that live is on and they can watch our shows. You know, he's doing news. He has reach.
Oh, wait, roll that back a second.
Right.
When I say live, live remote.
Live.
Are you
live
on location remote?
We're on location.
Really?
We're on location at Mercer County Community College. Once a month.
Okay, so you're there.
We're there.
Okay, I'm thinking like, you know, you go to this restaurant and you go live from there. Or this other thing. You know?
We have some ideas that we're looking at to do that as well.
Okay.
You know, the most important thing we can do is be consistent.
Sure.
My goals is just like, okay, let's get a year of shows so that when we're reaching out to sponsors, they can see that we're consistent.
Absolutely. And you'll see your numbers start growing. Exactly. That's great. Wow, that's really, really cool.
So I also have a show that I'm producing with Crystal Feliciano, the Crystal Feliciano Show, which is a talk show. We do that once a month as well. We do 2 episodes, just bringing in local Trenton folk just to talk about their businesses, their life, and just really just try to grow on some nostalgia, but also just bringing a perspective of whatever the topics that are going on currently.
Right.
You know, Crystal to me is one of the, you know, she's just one of the best movers and shakers in the area. I mean, you want to talk about somebody cutting a promo in seconds. You need a promo cut.
Really?
You can just run some words by her. She'll go on Facebook Live and just...
How long has she been in Trenton?
She is Trenton.
Been here 16 years. How have I never even heard of this woman?
Well, that's Trenton again. It's circles. If you're drinking at different places, you're never going to see certain people.
Right.
You know, like, you're just never going
to
see them.
It comes back to the alcohol.
It has to. Let's be real. Let's be nice about it. Every once in a while, you just need a little taste.
My wife's a bourbon girl, mm-hmm. Right. Which is fine. I'm a gin guy, you know. Right. But it's just so funny that how you, like, you know, if you drink in different circles, I go to the Neshaminy Mall because they have a bar there.
Right. But what I'm saying is we know all the power bars in the city. We know about, you know, whether it's Social or Champs. Or right. Firkin or 1911 or any of these spots.
Right, right.
Most people who go to these spots only go to that spot.
That's where they go.
Like, they might have their 1A and their 1B, mm-hmm. but you don't 1C, because if you 1C, you're going to run into somebody you don't want to see.
Oh, I see you what know? You're saying. So, okay, interesting. Wow, so, dude, it's like a whole science to
right,
this.
It is a science. So I know.
That's amazing.
So I know where my drink ain't going to be weak. I know where it's going to be strong. I know where I'm going there for food. I know where I'm going for people. I know where I'm going just to be quiet. But that's the part of Trenton, too, where people start to learn, if I go to this place, this is who I'm going to meet.
Right.
All the politicians are normally go to Social.
Right, right.
You know,
oh,
so,
yeah, that's right.
You know, so all the punk and alternative folks normally go to Champs.
And they go to Trenton Roasters for their coffee in the morning.
Right.
That's right.
Exactly. We all have our sciences, right?
Right, that's
you
right.
You know, so it's like, oh, I'm going to go to 1911. They've been picking up on their vegan menu, mm-hmm. and I'm going to go over there, you mm-hmm. know, get my free shot at 7-Eleven.
Right.
I'm going to hang out. The vibe is going to be good. The TVs are big. I can either go out in the back. That's just a part of the culture, too.
That's so cool.
You know, putting a Starbucks down here, what did that bring to downtown Trenton? Honestly, you know, it brings community, but it also gives disenfranchised folks who aren't going to 1911s and Checkers and Champs.
Because it's safe. And what I mean by safe is they know what it is.
They know exactly what it is.
They know what they're going to get.
Yeah. And it becomes a gathering spot where, you know your environment. You know who's going to walk in.
Right.
You know you're not going to get panhandled. You have an idea of where you are, and you know who you're probably going to meet at a spot like that.
That's called successful branding. Is what that's called.
It's exactly what it is.
Yeah. So where does Crystal then hang out?
What she does is, you know, she works with the kids. She's over at one of the schools down, you know, the high school in downtown.
Okay.
Mentoring, finance. Mm. You know, she worked for Boys and Girls Club. Did very well over there. You know, it's all about youth. That's what we have to put our energy in the youth here. We, you know, I got my interns for 78 Ways Studio. And, you know, we're just all trying to find ways that we can be beneficial and smooth the path for whoever's walking behind us.
Okay.
And not take the path and then just dig.
Right, trying to figure it out.
You
then.
Know, dig yeah. behind you so nobody else can walk behind you.
Yeah,
you
right,
know,
right,
it's really
right.
just finding ways that we can create things that other people can come in and they can continue.
Mm.
You know, so the other show that I have is called Man on the Run Mills that I produce with Norbert Niakis. You know Norbert.
I know Norbert.
We've started out with just doing little quick meals in the kitchen, you know, quick things for men that are on the run. That
so
don't
Man on the Run Meals.
Right. Is simply just about the man that has so much stuff going on in his life, but still need to be healthy because
exactly.
his wife still
right.
wants him to be healthy.
Right, right, right.
But you still got to go to work, you know. Right. So, you know, you still got kids. So he created this great idea. We finally was able to get it off the ground, where it's these little quick meals that you could put together, these yogurts and green eggs, no ham.
How long is a typical show?
A typical show might be like 5 minutes long.
Oh, so okay.
But for season two, we went into doing interviews.
Oh, here
so
we go.
Like our first interview, we interviewed Olympian from Tokyo 1964, Dr. Philip Shinnick, Shinnick. On my YouTube page, we have that interview with him. And I mean, this guy is 75 years old, in better shape than any one of us. He knows Qigong, acupuncture.
Age is just that. It's a number.
Right.
Like, you take a look at Joe. This cat is in his 80s.
Right.
He's in his 80s.
And he's out there looking clean and fresh, and he's bouncing his ball every
day. He bounces that ball. I just saw him the other day bouncing his ball.
Because you need that muscle memory to continue to not lose its memory.
That's right.
Because eventually you get stiff because you're not moving anymore.
That's
you're not
it,
walking
man.
Anymore. You take an elevator far yeah. too often. You're in your car all the time.
It's all.
It becomes very difficult.
You become suburbanized.
You know, he knows Joey. I think he still goes over to Joey to get his hair cut.
Joey's great. Look, I'm a bald guy, and I'm still looking for reasons to go over to Joe. You got it. For a shave, the massage, for like $8. Right. I mean, you can't beat it.
You can't beat none of that.
Everybody goes to Joe. Right. He's like the town therapist. He's the mayor behind the mayor, let's be honest.
Right. You know? Right. He's always going to be here, man. He's one of those people that's always going
to
be here.
People ask my wife all the time. People say to her, how do you do it? What is it? She goes, three things. I pray every day. I have a glass of red wine every night. And I just keep moving. That's it.
And let me tell you about keep moving. I'm sure he's going to, you know, we already let the cat out of the bag about this. But last week we received a phone call from the legendary Bob Backlund. So Norbert has been on the phone back and forth with Bob Backlund for a few weeks. Really? And this past Monday, he invited us up to his home in Connecticut.
Are you serious?
We drove up to his home.
Oh, you went already?
We went last week. I'm still editing this right now, so we're looking over footage and editing. You want to talk about joy. Bob Backlund is about to turn 70 in August.
Really?
And is lean. He's still doing his work, his Bob Backlund workouts.
He's still doing it.
He is swole.
Whoa, man.
Swole, respectable, still has the same energy he had in the WWE.
Wow.
And I mean, and he was just throwing Norbert around, and Norbert is in excellent shape. I mean, he's in excellent shape. Oh, and gosh. Bob was just like, picking him up off the ground like nothing. And, you know, they went out and just had such a great time.
You have footage of this?
Oh, yes,
I have footage. When is this going to air?
Well, we should be releasing that either by the end of the week or the beginning of next week.
Oh, sweet. We got to have a link on your guest page on TrentonWaves.com.
Right. Think about where we started. It's the Trenton grind, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you start somewhere and you have vision. If you start anywhere and you have vision and you have the mindset that we have in the city,
right?
You go from making yogurt in your kitchen to wrestling with Bob Backlund in Connecticut. And that's where, in my mind, I'm always like that Trenton hustle is something that everybody got to get a hold of and have that understanding. Yeah. We all got it.
Yeah.
It's just dormant in a lot of people. And it's like, if they know it's there, you know, just push. Just push.
Yeah, I think it's a lot more than that. Like, you could just say to somebody, hey, come on, man, you got the talent. If they don't buy into it,
right?
If they're not convinced, it doesn't matter how much talent they have. Right. It's going to sit there and rot.
Yes, it will. And sometimes it takes a little bit of desperation with some. They really got to hit the bottom. They really got to hit the bottom. But the ones that you're able to have conversations with, it took me 2 years to get Norbert on camera. So that's
he's kind of a shy guy.
So that's persistence.
Yeah.
But from there, you can't keep him off camera now.
Well, now you can't stop him.
You can't stop him. He's like, yeah, we got another episode. Yeah. We got another thing we got to do.
Yeah, when are we getting that camera going?
And I'll take credit where I need to sometimes, you know, because people be like, you're too humble. But it's like just having a belief in somebody and not really giving up on that person and being like, look, when you're ready, I'm ready to do this show. And when he was finally ready to do this show, it was just magic.
I believe that if people believe that you believe, they'll listen to you. They'll follow you.
Right.
I think you'll have freedom, flexibility, influence. Okay. You know, you'll have those things over the person. Not in a bad way. Not like you're dominating them. Right. But you'll influence maybe I can do this.
It's the leap. It's the test of falling back and someone catching you. And when they catch you every time you fall back, it becomes easier to say, what idea do you have?
Right.
And then I'm like, what idea do you have?
Sure.
Let's make sure both of these ideas make it into this. And then everyone can sit back and say, wow, we did it.
But for the amount of times that people have fallen back into your arms, there had to be that first time to say, okay, I'm just going to fall.
Right.
I'm just going to believe
he's
going to be there to catch me.
Right.
So that first time is probably the hardest.
Right. It's always the hardest. That's 2 years.
That was
2 years of being like, yo, I think we should do a show. I think we should do a show. I think we should just do a show.
That's so cool. And, in the grand scheme of things, it's not really that long if you think about it.
No.
24 months, it's not that long.
It's not that long. And then it's just when you have just enough scope to kind of be like, I know this can work. You need I know this can work people in your life.
You need those people.
That's the only way that they're able to get ahead. Like, the one thing I can say is, like, with Crystal, you know, we do have, along with Steve Cook and Danielle Thompson, we're actually releasing the first Trenton Fashion Week this year from September 16th to the 22nd.
What's that going
to
be?
That's going to be everywhere in Trenton. Everywhere.
What do you mean everywhere?
When we are able to do our press conference that we're going to have, we'll be able to give more information. But this is going to be a week-long event at different places. where people can come and watch a fashion show. People can come out and see stylists, come out and see models dance, come out and see makeup artists, and really do something not only different, but hopefully transcending for the area. Because we know, you know, you got New York Fashion Week and Philly Week going on.
Sure.
And the first idea is really this kind of be like, we want to be the city where the big names test their work. Before they go to New York, we want them to come to Trent. Before they go to Philly, we want them to come to
Trent. Do we
want
to be the tester bay? I mean, really?
This is the reason why. One, we don't have enough people to be a professional team, right? So we have the Thunder, but we don't have the Yankees. And what we do is that we overthink our strengths. That we overshoot thinking, oh, we're Pittsburgh, we're Philly, we're this, we're that. No, we're not. We're Trenton, New Jersey. We need to be going to the football games and filling up the seats at the high school. If that little $5 just to go watch the kids play,
right?
That team, other than even with the indoor with Jersey Flight, Trenton Central High School's team, basketball and football,
right,
is this city's team. In any other town, there would not be a seat open. And we need to start doing that here. Not just for homecoming.
Interesting.
But just to take a seat and say, you know what? Trenton Central High School football team is our football team.
So what are you saying? You're saying if we do encourage and we do support these teams, then what?
What? Well, see, first thing that happens is money's good, right? So you are placing your $5 into the school,
right,
that may be able to help them to pay for a program or all help right to pay for new jerseys, pay for new books. Because, you know, at this time, you know, you got kids sharing books, you got kids going online. You know, they don't have nothing tangible to take home like we did.
There's right,
a lot
right,
of things that have right changed since we were in school.
Absolutely.
And that we really need to look at. But what it is that, once again, it goes back to the same word, pride. If we're going to those games and those kids can look in the crowd and there's not an empty seat and everybody is cheering and everybody is saying TCHS, we are the best. That's the adrenaline those kids need to play harder. And now they're winning. So now they're winning more. They're getting more support.
Right.
Scholarships.
Okay.
Colleges are starting to come and starting to look at players that they wouldn't have looked at before,
right,
because now we drummed up the fervor and that
right
fire
right
for people to be like, folks are going to like high school games and they are cheering and wowing and Trenton is winning state championships.
Because
right sometimes it really is just that rocky moment
yeah
where everybody just stands up. They're with you.
Yeah.
And that's the push that you need to win a game that you would have lost if 20 of those people weren't there.
All
because
right
you need
yeah
that adrenaline. You need that push and that belief. Same thing we were just talking about a few minutes ago.
Yeah, exactly.
If you got somebody that you can fall back and they catch you, and if that's your fans, now you have more confident kids.
Right.
You have less kids thinking that they have to do wrong to get ahead. And we're encouraging
right
that you're doing right and we're here for you.
Yeah.
Now that next group of kids come up and then those kids are playing and the kids that just left comes back and mentors
yeah,
because okay they understand the energy that was put into them.
Sure, sure.
Now they want to put it into somebody else.
Right,
so when
right
I always say, we're a small town that doesn't act like it.
Mm-hmm.
We got to start acting like a small town. We got to start naming streets after our celebrities. We
right,
got to
yeah
we got to start saying there's a big event going on this weekend. I might not like the person, but I understand that this $5
sure
might help this person be able to throw this event again.
Yeah, I got
you. You know,
right.
Or me just being here with my family
yeah
for a half
the
hour.
The bigger picture.
If
right
we're just taking our little fives every once in a while, but we're also just bringing our bodies somewhere. Like with the arena. You know,
yeah
their first few years, they had Elton John and Cher and Britney Spears
yeah
and
right
everybody else.
Right.
Can't get nobody here now. But
oh, now we know, got Jeff Dunham.
Okay, you can get Jeff Dunham. You know, you can get Disney on Ice. You can get the beer festival, you know, but you're not going to get those anymore because we couldn't sell that place out enough.
Because
we couldn't sell it out enough, we'll get the WWE all the time, but
right
we're not getting SmackDown and Raw anymore like we used to.
Mm.
You know, now we're just getting house shows because we're not spending enough money for them to feel like that they can come to Trenton and do their Raw show in Trenton. And then it's small venue and the seats are empty.
Mm.
You know, you can't do that. So that goes right back to if we're going to more high school games, more basketball games, more baseball games,
right
more things where we can say these are our teams.
Right.
Small town, like Friday Night Lights, small town.
Wow.
You don't got a professional team. You don't even got a AAA team. All you got is your high school. So what is everybody going to do that Friday night? They're all at the game.
Right.
They're buying high school jerseys and wearing them. You know, so, you know, because
and that becomes the thing
that becomes.
And yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Right. You know.
Yeah. So, and then people are coming from other towns.
Right.
To now to Trenton high school games.
Right. So now the visitors are coming in knowing, wow, their crowd is going to be raucous. So now they got to bring in more people. But we got so many people at the game. We're on the visitor side, too. So now you can't even get your fans in. You can't even get your fans in.
And that all comes from that whole idea of you saying, like before, like with Norbit, of, look, I'm here to catch you. Just trust me. Lean back. Fall back.
Right.
I'm here.
Right.
Man, you got Norbit out of his shell, man. High five, man. Audio show. But so with the video and the broadcasting, how did you get into that? How did you start?
This was something that I actually was doing in Trenton High.
Oh, you were doing this in high school? When you were in high school?
My work study program was in a TV studio.
So really?
I was taping the football games. I was going taping the basketball games.
So you were like AV squad.
I was AV squad. I was the nerd with the long braids, barely weighed over 130 pounds, but doing that type of stuff. You know, we was doing sports night at the time because we had money. There was budgets to do sports night.
Right, right.
I was actually like the lighting captain for my senior year. And even at that time, I'm producing people videos for sports night and we're sitting down putting stuff together. I'm doing the lighting. I'm on a switchboard with the cameras. I'm 18 years old, like barely.
Doing technical directing, associate director, all that stuff.
There when they put the lights up, because the lights used to be the lights that they used for WrestleMania at that time.
Oh, so no three-point lighting. This is just like flood everything with light.
Right, yeah. You know, so, but I didn't follow suit because, you know, I didn't have like a mentor at that time, or at least I didn't have the mindset to know that I could have continued on.
Well, so but you did. So what happened?
No. So we're talking 17 years later when I got back in.
What?
Yeah. Because I was doing music industry work for at least 9 years.
Whoa. You graduate high school.
Right.
And you're gone for 17 years?
Right. So in between that time, I was like a whack rapper. You know, so I'm making music. You know, I'm making music. I'm thinking I'm going to have a rap career. I'm thinking I'm just going to be big time. I'm thinking, you know, this is the sky's the limit.
What was your rap name? Do you have a rap name? Lil Fosky?
Yeah, how many rap names did I have?
Oh, you had more than one?
I had about 19 of those things, man. Because when you're whack, you just got to keep rebranding.
You got to keep rebranding.
You know, but what happened was is that at that time, I decided that I was going to do like one of these music industry consulting things.
Mm-hmm.
So I paid some money to learn about the music industry. And when I did, I started working with that guy, you know. So from there, he gave me like 300 of his email list. And he was like, I like your ideas. You should send a newsletter out to the people that I gave you.
Okay.
I started sending a newsletter out. I got a reply back from a like indie street out of like South Carolina. And it was like, we like what you're writing about. You should write for our website.
Wow,
and that's how it all started.
All right. So you didn't really veer too much from
I was always, it was always entertainment, but it was different. But that's when I kind of started to learn like the Trenton hustle.
Okay.
Like when you're working hard and you're reliable and you're the first one there and you're the last one to leave, you begin to understand. I was going to press junkets. You know, you walk in and like John Legend is there and all of these people are sitting around singing for you.
Sure.
And you because they want a good article. So once again, liquor, you know, and food, you know, because they want to get you drunk so that you write a good article about you, you know. But it was, you know, I'm doing this work and everywhere I went, I just met a new person. And next thing I know, I was writing for allhiphop.com. I was writing for American Songwriter out of Nashville. So I interviewed like Babyface. I did a songwriting special on him. Interviewed Jason Mraz. I interviewed John Bon Jovi real quick.
Did you?
Like on a red carpet up in New York at like a songwriting award show.
Okay.
Neo a few times. And even in doing all of that, like I had the perspective, but it wasn't like I went to college. So I knew where I was missing things. So the editor would kind of catch some of the things. I'm just writing just to get my ideas down.
Sure, sure.
And then I'm not really proofreading enough. But I just wanted for my ideas to get out there. over time, I got bored with the industry because I was seeing it change. Mm-hmm. And once again, like, my mind was ahead of the game. This was when TMZ was starting to become a big thing.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Suddenly the website started just taking articles from TMZ. They started doing, oh, courtesy of TMZ. So now you're not even writing articles anymore.
Right, right.
Because now TMZ is getting all the news.
Yeah, well, he was a lawyer.
Right,
I mean, he knows all the ins and outs. Yeah.
Right, and he had people everywhere.
Yeah.
Right. Every single where working and getting that little crumb that they can get. But for that long time in between getting back to a camera, mm-hmm. you know, I started doing shows on my iPhone. You know, that's around the time I was going to social, and I had my first show, like Pretty Business Television.
Okay.
We was just doing that just like every month over there.
Right.
And then that turned into us using my industry connects, and they started inviting us to concerts. So we were doing stuff. But even when those things failed, and I just kept pushing, and eventually when I got that first camera in my hand and I started getting around working and seeing and understanding, it was clear this was what I should be doing.
Right. Okay.
You know, so that's getting back to it. It is a full circle.
Mm-hmm.
You can regret everything that you want to, but I think I'm in a good space right now.
You're definitely the star behind the camera. Yeah. Absolutely. No doubt about it. You're the star behind everything you do. It's evident. Mm. Just in hearing you talk, you are a storyteller. You could tell you have something you have to get out there. And even if it's somebody else's story,
right.
you have a passion to get their story out there.
Exactly.
It's a talent. It's a gift.
Right, right. And it's always been something that I felt like there's a lot of stories that need to be heard because you don't know who it's going to inspire.
Yeah.
And then there's just a lot of moments where you got to just sit down and listen. And I do a lot more of that than speaking. You know, I mean, Trenton, all the politic stuff that's going on, all the political things that's happening. And, you know, Trenton needs compassion, you know, and it's the only thing that it needed, you know. So a lot of times people talk about politicians and different things and mayors. And, you know, some people might not be happy that Reed became mayor. But I understood that at least he was going to be compassionate. Like, it wasn't going to be a mayor that was going to step in and start wrecking shot and feeling like we got to punish people and we got to show them that they're bad and that they're wrong and that we're right, which is what we're seeing with city council right now, you know, and that's why everybody's looking at them in such a way that, you know, you just don't really know how to do it. It's just trying to get around that and, you know, just try to tell stories for people so people can really understand, hey, none of this is happening by coincidence. This is everything that we're watching go down right now is another time where we have a mayor and we have a governor who actually has dinner together.
Yeah, which is really cool.
So you would think, wow, okay, Trenton.
Yeah.
We're about to start making some moves, you know, because we need allies everywhere.
Yeah.
We got the mayor, but we don't have the governor. We got the governor, but we don't got the mayor. We got the mayor and we got the governor, and now city council is acting up.
Look, I think it's all growing pains. Mm-hmm. I think compassion comes from pain,
right?
Mm-hmm. And Trenton certainly had enough of that to really be able to boost themselves up, and we boost each other up,
right.
And we get somewhere, get something done. I mean, I'm looking forward to this fireworks display on Trenton Makes Pain. Why not? We can do it. We've had enough pain.
Let's get in a space where it's okay for us to smile.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you start doing stuff, they'll be like, why are they partying? They shouldn't be partying. They should be angry. They should be trying to... We need to be able to come across people and shake hands and how have you been? And it's great to see you. And let's enjoy this show together. And even if everybody clocks out at the end of the party and start hating one another again, you know, that's okay. Because we all had a moment together where we can say, wow, like this is what this city is.
I want to ask another question.
Right.
But by the way, when the fashion show comes around, you come back on the show?
Yeah, I could bring everybody back on the show.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Yeah, that'd be very, very cool. If you could have your dream Trenton, the ideal Trenton, what would it be?
The ideal Trenton for me is where everybody is responsible enough to understand that there's things that they have to do in order to lift us up. What I mean by that is that while city council and everybody is struggling and trying to figure out, oh, the state owes us X amount of money, we have so many people that are out of town that come into town and make money and leave the town and they don't have to pay any taxes. I feel like the one way that we can change Trenton immediately is creating a non-residence tax.
Mm. A non-residence tax.
People are not going to want to hear it, but it is actually the truth. It happens in Philly, happens in New York, happens all over the place. If you're living in Jersey City and you work in New York, you're paying a tax for working in New York and not living in New York.
I like that. I like that a lot, dude.
You know, it could be 1%, 1.2%. It could be whatever it's going to be. But if you're driving 2 hours into the city of Trenton,
right,
so you can make your $175,000 a year
of Trenton. Yeah.
And go spend it back at home where your schools are better, your roads are better, everything is better. But you can complain about Trenton and how quickly you want to get out of it, but right, you're angry that this is the only place that you can make your money. How does people who are growing up in the area who have to actually leave Trenton to work?
Oh, dude.
You know, so it's really like
a non-residence tax. Non-residence tax. We want to get that into the people's heads in Trenton.
And see how it works. Now, I know it would get shut down at the state, but I think it needs
to be. Let's not even say that. Let's say non-residency tax is coming.
It would be great. What I understand is that some people that are in power will make decisions that won't always be in your best benefit. That's why I always felt that a better Trenton would be having a mayor, a born and raised Trenton mayor, become governor.
Oh, really?
Because a born and raised Trenton mayor becoming governor of the state would understand what Trenton is losing.
Yeah, that would
they would understand the dysfunction. They will be able to look at things and say, I understand that we made a lot of rules that neglected this area that we work in and that we make our livelihoods in so that we can live in Bucks County in our $900,000 homes and we can be good. And then we come back here and we only want to go to Starbucks and we don't want to spend our money anywhere else. A born and raised Trenton mayor becoming governor would be the one that would not say no to a non-residence tax because he will understand it's necessary. Cool. That if we're not going to create jobs instead of continuing to create lofts. We need more lofts. Every loft needs a job connected to the loft.
That's right.
If there's no job creation with the loft. I could have sworn supply and demand was something we learned like in elementary. Right? I could have swore you create something, you balance it out. You don't create something and create more of it and wonder why you can't sell it. I think the city that I want to be in is the city that I know we are. What we see is we always see the glimmer, you know, but we don't know how to get to it. Like we know that next move is going to be the best move, but we don't know how to get to it because we do not have the resources. We do not have the support and we're not necessarily changing what's happening on our governmental levels. There's still the same leadership that goes on in this city, you know, whether they're sitting in the seat or not. And you can tell by how everything moves. If everything is moving smoothly, then somebody who's not in this city is happy. When everything is going bad and you're seeing all this drama that we're seeing, someone isn't happy about what's going on. And that's what's creating the drama here. You know, somebody's aren't happy about what's going on because they see the greatness in Trenton. They see the resources here. They see the opportunity here because every dollar that comes into this city comes here first. Come in this state.
Right, in the state.
Come here first.
Right, right.
So it has to come here and then leave here.
Yeah.
You know, so I would like to be where the money comes to. So maybe I can grab a few dollars.
Absolutely. Why not? Sure.
You know, so that.
And spend it in our city.
And spend it on our city.
Sure.
I would love that. So a better city for me would be more people handling their responsibility and understanding that maybe you don't have to complain about Trenton if you're investing in Trenton yourself.
Mm-hmm. I understand what you mean about the glimmer. And I don't know if you agree with this or not, but I'm just going to throw it out there. Have you noticed it being a little bit, just lately, it just seems a little bit brighter? It seems a little bit like there's more than just a glimmer this time. I feel like it's like a different energy.
Right. You're absolutely right. That's the yin and the yang. The energy is good.
Okay.
The energy is good because the leadership that we needed at the right time actually did hit the city, whether people voted for him or not.
Okay, right, okay.
But the thing is that when you have that gleam and you have somebody who can go and have the conversations that we need to have and also have the background that he has.
Exactly, right.
You know, them going for more salary and people, it's a money grab. They're supposed to get that money. It was held from them. Those raises were held from the city of Trenton.
Yeah.
You got to get that money back. People can turn that and make it into a negative if you're sitting at your job waiting for your next contract and you haven't gotten your money yet.
Right.
You're waiting for that deal to come in so you can get your money. We see it all the time. Right.
And you would fight for that if you had to.
So what's different in City Hall?
Yeah.
They had to face the same thing and they had to say, look, listen, nobody was getting raises.
Yeah.
You know, look, we're one of the lowest, you know, tax brackets, one of the lowest salaries in, you know, in the state.
Yeah.
But we are the capital.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. People can see the hope. They can see it.
Okay.
And what happens is that now you got people trying to sue the city 10 months into their seat. You know, you don't even have enough experience to even to even know who disrespected you to sue you
That's right.
10 months.
And then the people they're trying to sue are the very people they need approval from to hire a lawyer to sue them.
Right.
I would love to see any of the city council do a whole lawyer attorney thing in court. That would be wonderful.
Right.
Which
shows you who we're working with,
right.
Right or wrong. But it shows you if you just sit down and do your job like we're doing.
Yeah.
You
exactly.
know,
yeah,
you're doing your
thing.
Show. You're making this happen. And if I can just keep broadcasting, if people can just keep doing what they do, we don't have to look at somebody and say, we don't like what you're doing. We want to change. If you just do what you're supposed to do in this city, we all can win.
Which is why I'm saying, let's just go and do the fireworks. Let's just go. Let's just us. We'll just make that happen.
Right.
We'll do it.
Right.
We'll just do it.
Right.
They can take the credit, whatever.
Right.
Let's just do it.
Right. Exactly.
Figure out a way. We'll shut down the bridge. We'll get our permits. We'll do whatever we got to do. You can do broadcasting. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Everyone does their thing and we do it together.
And we can have the July 4th that the source code of America deserves. We deserve the July 4th extravaganza that people are coming from out of town to come to our town.
Exactly.
See. We are the first.
Come on, man. Let the politicians take the credit. We'll even let them have the credit.
Right.
I don't want the credit. I want the cash.
Right.
You know,
they can have the snacks too.
I want some snacks. And of course, you can have your liquor.
Right. Thank you. Thank you. It will be concealed.
I want to know, how can people find you? How can people get in contact with you? How can people experience all that is Will Foskey online?
Okay. So everything is 78 Ways Studios. So if you want to come to my website, that's www.7ways.com. Once again, that's www.7ways.com. You can also follow me on IG, which is 78 Ways Studio. Once again, that's 7 8 Ways Studio. My email is on my website. You want to reach out to me with any bookings. You know, I do weddings. I also produce episodes for people who are looking to broadcast their own shows. So I can come in and be a producer or a director of some things that you want to work on. Of course, have the budget ready, you know, so that we can be able to get to work. You'll see me around. I'm normally the guy that's probably wearing the same hat. You probably like, it's the dude that's wearing the same hat. You know, it's all right. You know, it's me. It's okay. I'm just trying to work. I'm just trying to be beneficial. I want to win here, and I want to bring back people who tried their best to win here and the city just didn't do what it needed to do for them. You know, I don't want to leave Trenton to win. I want to win here. So I think we all can win here, but I don't want to feel like, oh, you know, because enough people tell me, I don't know why you're still there. You can do this anywhere and be great. I'm like, I want to do this where greatness really matters, where I can say thank you with what I'm doing.
You're not on Facebook?
I am on Facebook.
But not in 78 Ways.
No, I'm on Facebook, Will Foskey, WILLFOSKEY. Yes, I will screen. You know, I don't let everybody in. People are trying, oh, you should share this. I'm not trying to get blocked for 78 hours. You know, it happens. Somebody shares my post and then somebody says, I don't like it. They flag me. I'm gone. Like, I need my Facebook too. I don't, you know.
You're such a rebel.
You know, listen, it's balance, man. You know, I want to talk politics and I want to see how beautiful women are. And, you know, and I just want to, you know, just live, you know.
I love your whole way, man. I love it. From the day I met you, I'm like, I love this guy.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, dude, thank you for being on the show, man. I love you. I really do. I love you. And I feel like I've known you for like 20 years.
Hey, man. You know, we connect, man. We're sitting on a couch you gave me, man.
Needed a couch.
Hey.
And I had a free couch. I gave you a couch.
Yeah, man. That's real. That's real compassion. That's real. That's real good people. You know, that's what you build on. You know, how can I help you? How can you help me? You know, blah, blah, blah. And then not knowing each other as well, but understanding the energy and the vibe, because we know what we're looking for.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. Good stuff. Podcast, yeah, I hope you enjoyed, Will. You can go to TrentonWaves.com. Click on guests. You'll see mine and Will's picture there. If you click that picture, a whole page will open up all about him, his pictures, his social media stuff, his website, his phone number, his email. All that stuff is all there. You can click it. You don't have to remember anything. And that's it. So until next week, this has been Trenton Waves. Sasso out.
You've been listening to the Trenton Waves podcast. Visit us online at TrentonWaves.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer and you don't use or even like your CPAP machine, then you're possibly putting your life at risk. My name's Dr. Kevin Mossman, and not only am I a board-certified sleep dentist, but I'm also a sleep apnea sufferer myself. At our office, I can help you with a custom-made mouth device that takes the place of your dreaded CPAP machine. I love mine because it's comfortable and super easy to use. It costs you nothing to learn more about this life-saving mouth device. So call me today for a free consultation at 732-655-6585. Again, 732-655-6585. Or visit us online at sleepdentistnj.com. Again, that's sleepdentistnj.com.
Taste Trenton, 2019. Here's how it works. You purchase your wristband at tastetrenton.com. You invite your friends to get their own wristband and join you. Pick up your wristband and your passport guide on the day of the event at Artworks. You choose the restaurant you want to visit, show your wristband, and enjoy the specialties at reduced prices. Continue on your excursion all weekend long, all 3 days. Update your photos and paste your comments on the Taste Trenton Facebook page, and then you return home satisfied that you know new places that you can go for lunch and dinner all year. Taste Trenton, Friday, June 7th through Sunday, June 9th, this year, 2019. See you there.